So, you have a Star Wars sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So Luke has concocted this amazing plan to save Han Solo from Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, amazing. So what's his plan?
It's pretty straightforward. They send in Leia in a disguise with Chewbacca as a prisoner.
Okay.
Then Luke sends a hologram of himself via C-3PO and R2-D2 and gives them as a gift.
Right.
Also, Lando's infiltrated the place as like a guard, and Luke also goes in person and gets thrown into a monster pit.
This is sounding like a lot.
Then he has Leia unfreeze Han, and everybody gets caught, so they all get brought out for execution, where R2 shoots Luke's lightsaber over to him, and he saves the day.
It feels like this plan could and should go wrong in a thousand different ways.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. It goes exactly to plan.
How did he know that was all gonna work? Like, what if they just took R2 apart right away for scraps?
The Force?
I don't think you could just use the Force as an excuse. We're gonna have to address the fact that Luke's plan is insane.
Princess Leia's gonna be in a gold bikini along the way.
Plan's probably fine as is.
Great.
So what else happens?
Oh, well, Boba Fett is back.
Oh, people love that guy for some reason, so what's he gonna do?
Bounce off a wall like a cartoon character and die immediately.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's all done.
Jeez.
So anyway, then Luke goes to Dagobah to finish his training with Yoda.
Oh.
And Yoda's there making himself some food, but when Luke shows up, he's like, oh, you know what? I think I'm gonna die, actually.
Oh, he's just gonna die when Luke shows up?
Yeah, but before he dies, he's like, Luke, to finish your training and become a full Jedi, you have to go confront Darth Vader.
But wait, in the last movie, he was like, you can't go confront Vader until you finish your training.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, so total opposite now.
Wow, yeah, total 180.
So then Luke has a chat with Obi-Wan's ghost, and he's like, hey, you told me my dad was dead, but then I found out that Darth Vader's my father, so what's up?
Oh, calling him out on his lie.
Yeah, but then Obi-Wan's like, well, from a certain point of view, I wasn't lying.
Oh man, such a sassy ghost.
The sassiest ghost. And so Luke also finds out that Leia is his sister.
Wow, so that kiss they shared is real weird now.
It sure is. So Luke tells her that they're related, and she talks about how she remembers their mom and how beautiful she was.
Oh, so Leia grew up with their mom?
No, their mom died at childbirth from being too sad.
What?
Yeah, pretty dramatic way to go, right?
So how does she remember her mom if she saw her for like a minute when she was like a minute old?
I don't know.
Oh, impossible. Baby memories are tight.
Anyway, so the big threat in this movie is that the Empire is building another Death Star.
Oh, I bet they're not leaving in that little port where if you shoot it, the whole thing explodes.
No, they definitely don't include that.
Wow, so it's gonna be tough to find a way to destroy this one.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they don't have the port anymore, but they do have this tunnel that leads to a reactor that if you shoot it, the whole thing explodes.
They are very bad at making these things.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
Anyway, so the good guys find out that there's a shield generator for this thing on this forest planet called Endor.
Oh, and how do they find out about this shield generator?
Oh, well, actually, we're gonna find out that the evil Emperor is the one who leaked the information so we could ambush them.
Oh, so he just sent them to a random location or to a decoy?
Oh, no, he sent them to the actual one.
What? If it was a lie, why not lie about the whole thing?
I don't know, but he's also the one who leaked the information about the Death Star's new weakness.
Oh, okay, I see. And so that part is fake, and even if they attack it, it's not gonna blow up?
Oh no, that's real too.
What is going on?
Well, if he gave them fake intel, they wouldn't have a chance at winning.
Wouldn't that be what he would want?
Yeah, but that's not what I want. I want the heroes to stand a chance.
And for them to stand a chance, he had to make the Emperor an idiot?
That's right.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, the rebels get all camoed up and head into the forest.
Oh yeah, I guess they really need to blend in with the surroundings, huh?
Yeah, and C-3PO is all like,
wait, they dress in camouflage, but they bring a big shiny gold robot with them?
That's right. So then the main characters get captured by these super cute merchandising opportunities.
Oh, I like the sound of them.
Yeah, and they think that C-3PO is like a golden god, but they want to cook and eat everybody else.
Oh, so does C-3PO just tell them to stop?
No, he says it's against his programming to impersonate a god, so he can't tell them what to do.
So how's he gonna help them?
He's gonna wait a couple minutes, then tell them what to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, then there's gonna be this big battle on Endor and this big battle in space.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
And Luke's gonna go see Darth Vader to be like, hey, do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, the light side of the Force?
How does that go?
Oh, not well at first. Darth Vader brings him to see the Emperor, and they have this very uncomfortable conversation that leads to the Emperor trying to kill Luke with lightning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. But then Darth Vader steps in to save his son and chucks the Emperor over the railing.
Ah, he became a good guy.
He did. And so then Darth Vader is dying, and we get to see him without his helmet.
Oh, wow. What does he look like?
I'm gonna say mashed potatoes.
Oh, not what I was expecting, but okay.
Anyway, so then Luke escapes off the new Death Star just before it explodes and the rebels win.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, so they're gonna have this big party with the merchandising opportunities, and then Luke's gonna see the Force ghosts of Yoda and Obi-Wan and of Anakin Skywalker.
He sees Darth Vader's Force ghost?
He does. It's gonna be a very sweet moment.
But doesn't that mean that technically Palpatine is also still out there as a Force ghost?
No.
I feel like it does, though. He's gonna come back, isn't he?
Nuh-uh. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.